Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh no! This is a podcast.
Okay. Oh boy! Four years in the making.
Now listen, this you might think this sounds gross, like the gagging and the. But you asked for this. We said this 4 years ago. It never had to happen, and you guys kept bringing it up. You said, "I remember what you said." So this is because of you.
We're recording.
We're recording.
Hooray! Before everything is just, before my day is ruined.
Why would your day be ruined?
The calm before the storm. Because today's the day.
Is it?
You have designated today as the worst day.
That's true. I did write today is the day. I think this is just the start of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Recycle Bin.
King of intros. The best podcast intros this side of the Mississippi.
Today's the day.
The moment you've been waiting for 4 years.
Jern, today's the day. We are finally doing the what's it, milk toast?
Yeah, you're gonna eat a banana mayo sandwich.
Yeah, Bern is gonna eat a banana mayo sandwich,
and Jern,
you're gonna have milk toast.
I'm gonna have milk toast.
There's gonna be video of this, so if you're listening on a podcast app and you have the ability to watch on YouTube, go ahead and cue that up.
Yeah, visit the show on YouTube. Let me figure out what the URL is. I think it's
is it a fancy one?
Yeah, it's a real URL, I believe.
Okay, I didn't know if it was just the default. I didn't know we had to put that effort in.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean.
You don't expect me to put the effort in?
I don't expect us to put that effort in. It's not about you.
Okay.
But I also didn't expect you to put that effort in, so.
Yeah, it's at RecycleBinPodcast. So youtube.com/RecycleBinPodcast will get you to the video version.
You just search it.
It's not really a video version. It's the audio uploaded to YouTube, but when the time is it, the time has come for that portion of the show today, we are going to record each other.
There will be
doing terrible things.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not all the only content that we have for Recycle Bin.
Wow.
This is a show run by you, the community. So
by you.
The community.
That gives them too much responsibility.
So if you would like to leave a voicemail for us to respond to, anything like that, call us 404-919-5530. Leave us a message.
Keep it short, like 30 seconds. And if it's short and lovely and a good question, it'll make it on the show.
We got a few of those today. We'll get to them. Okay. First, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Are you shaken by, by what's coming?
I'm not in a good mood over it, yeah. That is, here's the thing.
There's a very real chance we're going to have video of you throwing up.
I'm going to try not to. Okay, so I'm just thinking about it. Okay, so here's the thing. I have been, this might be too inside baseball for listeners and viewers to know about me, but I, for like the last few weeks, have been so easily motion sicked.
You're right. Yeah, you've been really sensitive.
I don't know if it's vertigo or whatever, but like, if I move my head wrong, I could fuck up the rest of my day. If I get horizontal for any reason,
what an insane statement!
It could fuck up my day.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Just so you have concept, so we've been renovating or like constantly with a stream of new things into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
One of the new things we had recently was two new desks from
Uplift.
Uplift. Thank you. By the way, we're on Uplift stools right now, and they're great.
They're great on my ass.
I'm spinning currently.
Yep.
While building these desks, I needed John to get underneath the desk and help me install something from the underside.
Yes.
He couldn't. What did you do? What was that? I couldn't hear
there's
for a second.
Hang on. There's a...
What is the issue? What's happening?
There's a line-in sound that I'm hearing. Do you hear it?
Put your MacBook on that side.
I can. There's not enough room.
Okay, I'll just kill myself.
So you just cut me out. I was literally mid-story, and you just fucking...
I was trying to stop it before the whole show was like that.
I don't even know where we have to resume from. You know what? You're cutting this one together.
You were renovating.
Good luck.
We're renovating.
Yeah, so got new desks. You were underneath the desk. I needed you to help me with something from the underside.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't lay on your back on the carpeted floor without getting motion sick.
Yeah, it did happen.
That's worse than you have been.
If anyone has any ideas on
tips.
How to fix that, that'd be awesome, because I hate that. So I have been sick way more often than I have not been for the past couple weeks, and so I'm not looking forward to eating
being
the worst
sick.
Thing of my life.
Yeah, guys, just go quickly... send us medical advice. That's what we're trying to do here. Trying to crowdsource.
Yeah, we're trying to get answers.
Trying to crowdsource medical advice with our podcast. I've been good. Thanks for asking.
How are you?
That's cool.
How are you?
No, it's been great. I've been fine.
Have you been motion sick?
No, I don't get motion.
Good.
I don't know what's wrong with you as a human.
I think you are just, that's a superpower to never get motion sick.
That's the default.
Oh.
For every, I don't know, like, maybe I'm just wrong, but I feel like that's not a thing for most people, that level of intense motion sick.
I feel like I'm too large to be taken down by little fluid my ear.
Guys, listeners, send us, if you're a sufferer of motion sickness, send us your sickness issues.
If you're a
via
sufferer,
voicemail.
Know this, you are not alone.
Wow, that's incredible.
You're welcome.
Let's, before the vomit, before the intensity takes place, let's go ahead and listen to some voicemails.
Oh,
from
I was gonna make an announcement.
Oh, you have an announcement?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Are you ready for the announcement?
Yeah.
Can I get a drum roll? Yeah, thank you. We have both ordered iPhones.
Oh. Yeah, I guess we should probably talk about that.
Yeah. Well, because this is coming out on Monday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And iPhones will be here on Friday.
That's true.
And we both, for the first time since pros have been a thing, did mm-hmm. not order a pro model.
No, we didn't. We have basic iPhones coming.
I didn't even 16s. Do the YouTuber thing where it's like, okay, well, my main model is going to be an iPhone 16, but I definitely need an iPhone 16 Pro to like talk about and show on camera. I don't give a fuck.
We're committed. Yeah.
Don't care.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Both doing the, what's it called? Ultramarine?
Yeah.
Blue?
The best color for an iPhone that's ever existed, I think.
It's pretty solid. I usually am a monochromatic iPhone guy. Mm-hmm. I normally do black, space gray, whatever. Or maybe I'll fuck around and do a white,
uh-huh.
silver, whatever. But no, I did the blue. I thought about the teal. Looks nice. But the blue is like the iconic for this generation color.
Yeah, it looks great.
Get it. It does look fun.
Yeah. Mine is preparing to ship currently. That's exciting. That's like that's what you do for the week.
That's not what I do.
Your iPhone is most likely going to get here on Friday, but that's what you do. You keep checking.
Why?
It's fun to see.
Is it?
You're the first round of iPhone customers. It doesn't even come from the U.S. You watch it ship from Shenzhen.
Uh-huh.
And then it like you watch it get like imported in.
I'm not watching anything.
Oh, it's fun.
What is it?
You're missing out on the experience.
All you're seeing is a bar that says preparing to ship.
No,
next step.
They give you the tracking thing, and you can watch it like through.
But
UPS
you're not watching
FedEx.
Anything.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's just tracking updates.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is exciting for you?
Yeah, because some years it shows up early. Some years it comes on Tuesday, and they hold it at the local post office. Like, they are informed not to give it to you until Friday.
Yeah, they can't break street curb day or something. It's called something like that.
Street curb day?
It's called something. There's a curb date.
Oh. Well, it's the curb date is Friday.
That happens with games a lot where, let's say Target will have a shipment of Call of Duty 15, whatever uh-huh. it is, and they can't break the... What's that noise? What was that? Was that water?
Didn't sound good.
That was loud.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
Okay. Hopefully that'll just be cut out. Yeah. But yeah, it happens with video games at Target. It's like they'll receive it on a date and they can't release it until that date.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people get fucky and they put them out early, or people take them out, they take them home.
Yeah.
And they, you end up with games early. So
I've had... a couple years ago, an iPhone, so I had ordered two iPhones, and one was substantially late. Like, it got lost.
Oh.
That's why I keep, that's why you check. It's fun, and it's coming from a long way. There's a lot of places where it could get lost, and so you just want to keep an eye on, make sure it's going to make it on time. Because if you're excited, listen, if you're excited and you find out Friday, the day that you woke up, you're like, iPhone day, and then you find out it's late, that's a bigger disappointment than finding out on Tuesday or Wednesday, hey, I know what your expectations are, me, but let's lower them.
I like how this whole thing, by the way, started off with, this is what everybody does. Everybody gets excited and watches their tracking. It's the best part. And now it's really drilling into, like, this is a personal thing that you are, like, obsessive over.
Nah, like, I woke up today, and I looked on Twitter, X, and everyone's, like, posting screenshots of their phone preparing to ship. It's not just a me thing.
So you're lumping yourself in with people on Twitter. That's what everybody does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just being clear. I'm just trying understanding what your definition of everybody is. That's cool.
Other than that, oh, I got. Did you buy any cases or anything?
No.
No.
Why no?
Oh, I did.
I'm just gonna use the phone.
I bought the ultramarine silicone case because it's gonna
you
look
are
awesome,
so, dude. You know, it really only shows its face. Or like sometimes of the year, but you are such an apple sheep. It's crazy.
Oh, I am.
You are so deep in Tim Cook's little tight fit asshole.
Like I am.
You're just
that's fine.
You're just in there sniffing. Go, whoa, what are you cooking up?
He's cooking up a blue silicone case. I love Apple silicone cases. I don't know why I never did this, but I have always wanted the clear case that Apple sells.
I hate that they outline the MagSafe.
Yeah,
lines.
I hate that too. But years later, it's like, that's how you know it's the one.
What
like
does
on
that
the
mean?
Silicone case, there's a fucking Apple logo in the middle. There's me sniffing up.
Yeah, okay.
There's an Apple logo in the middle of the case.
There's
no Apple logo on the clear case. That's how you know it's the Apple one, the outline of the MagSafe. That's literally
That's the marketing.
That's why it's
the
there.
The differentiator.
Yeah. The only thing about the clear case that I'm not pumped about is, and for some reason I didn't know this, the bottom of the phone isn't covered. Like, it covers the whole phone, but then there's a cutout at the bottom where the entire bottom is exposed.
That's how, if I remember correctly, I was just, as you mentioned cases, I was thinking about the cases I love.
Leather case.
Yeah, I used to love the leather case. That was my day one buy, was a leather case. Because I love, a fresh app, like iPhone leather case.
Are you sniffing the asshole now?
I used to be, but they killed leather cases, so.
Well, they killed leather cases to stop killing animals.
I still have my 14 Pro leather case. Like, it's all beat up and, like, aged.
The 14 Pro leather case didn't have the cutout, though, right? It covered the bottom.
It did, yeah. But I was trying to think. One of my favorite iPhones of all time was the 7.
Okay.
And
weird choice.
I just liked that. It was rounded, and it was very lovely. Anyway.
Yeah. I was jealous when you bought that, I remember.
I'm pretty sure the bottom of that case was open.
Yeah, I think so.
Of the leather.
Yeah. At that time, I was on either a OnePlus 3, because I was very vocal and I hated iOS 7.
Yeah.
Not the look. I think a lot of people, like, disagreed about how because they just handed software to Johnny Ive, the hardware design guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, we're going to make it beautiful. And that's kind of all it was.
It wasn't usable. Like, the usability was low.
It was
that
maybe the worst release of iOS. It was completely fucked.
Phone looked great.
Yeah, it did.
That was the first year they got rid of the headphone jack, I believe.
iPhone 7 was.
Yeah. That was contentious. That was a contentious time. We were just talking about missing headphones in Game Boy Advance SPs.
Yeah. Dude, we were.
That was what a fucking...
For those of you that are like, huh, what are June and Byrne doing before they record a show like this? Well, it's Sunday.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't want to... Listen, one of our questions is about what we do for fun.
So. Okay, so we'll wait?
I think let's wait
on
that
we'll
one.
Okay, we'll save it.
It is a Sunday. We're recording on a weird day.
It's comfy, though.
Yeah, it is like
I think we have designated Sundays to be like our so you know how like
it's like a makeup day.
Yeah, people get to the end of the week and it's Friday. They're like, oh, thank God it's Friday. They celebrate it on a Friday.
Yeah,
we don't have like real jobs, and so Mondays aren't as stressful for us. And it like it does for more for my psyche to psych myself up going into the Monday. By Friday, I'm done. I just want to.
Yeah,
I don't want to see a person.
I see what you're saying.
I don't want to talk to a person. I just want to be a vegetable.
Yeah, production's over. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I want TV, movies, Netflix,
video
vitamins,
games.
Video games. Those are the weekend staples.
Pizza, yeah.
Pizza. So on Sunday evenings, we're trying to make it like the bro evening, like the get psyched up, ready for Monday.
That's been our bro time night, and looking like tonight's going to be a bro time night.
Yeah, we just got to get through the work part.
Got some
today.
New PlayStation games to play, but yeah, we'll get into that. Let's hit some voicemails.
Okay.
Then we went into this one a couple days ago. We were like, what are we going to do for Recycle Bin? What are we going to do? Because it was like, we had some good voicemails, but it's a kind of an in-between time for iPhones.
Week.
Yeah, but now it feels very full now. Yeah. A lot to talk about.
Can you believe this time last year, okay,
mm-hmm.
is going to shock you.
Okay.
This exact time last year, we made a video where in the very beginning of the video, we said, you see, there's this weird time in between when Apple announces the iPhone to when you can actually hold the iPhone to where people just sort of make stuff up to talk about.
Yeah.
And last year, it was making drama about 60 hertz.
Oh, yeah. That's when we filmed that kind of man on the street
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turns out, same thing this year.
Oh,
how
it's
fun.
The same. Dude,
yeah, it's robbery. Did you know?
Yeah. You're being robbed by having 60 hertz on your phone.
People talk about 60 hertz on the iPhone like as if Apple like made privacy worse for consumers that are buying the cheaper phone because fuck them.
Yeah.
Like it's a good versus evil thing and they're making Apple evil for including 60 hertz when I'd say I have permission to say something.
Go ahead.
It's kind of more than anything, it's battery life related.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out more consumers care about their battery more than they care about 120 hertz that they don't understand or care to know about.
Yeah, I feel like if normal people get their hands on pro iPhone, like, you know, with ProMotion compared to basic iPhone, it just comes down to, oh, it's really smooth.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no technical.
They don't
like,
know
wow,
why.
That's smooth and that's very fast. Wow.
Yeah, it's that more hertz.
Yeah. Nobody goes, the refresh rate of this panel is much higher.
Was it you that came up with the idea of limiting the frame rate?
Yeah, yeah, that was my idea to do it preemptively.
Because I mentioned it on Genius Bar.
I saw the.
You did?
I saw like the aftermath of Sam reacting.
Oh yeah.
I check on Genius Bar.
Oh, that's
I'm not
cute.
I'm not a listener, but I like to know what my board gets down to.
Okay.
On the other side of the fence.
I like it.
Yeah.
People are regularly commenting about how Recycle Bin is chill compared to Genius Bar.
Yeah.
Which is weird because like I'm still the guy in both of those shows.
Yeah. I think we used to have a much more antagonistic friendship, I think, before we became bad friends and then we'd separated and it came back to friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe Sam and I need to have a massive falling out.
We need a massive meltdown.
And then come back
Come
together.
Back a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, Sam knows where all my buttons are and just likes to fucking, but he won't poke them during the week. He waits until the camera's on and he goes poke, 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 poke.
I used to do that. Like this would normally be where the shenanigans related to you being sensitive to like wet bread and stuff would be poked, and I would be bothering you.
Oh, we're poking that today though.
That button.
Don't you worry.
That button's gonna get fucked up.
I can't believe we promised to do this on an episode 4 years ago, and then it was coming the week after we announced it, and then we just didn't make another episode for 4 years.
Which, speaking of, in my notes, very very limited notes this week. This is episode 5.
Holy shit.
We've broken the streak.
Yeah!
We did it!
The last time, which I think was the third time we relaunched Recycle Bin.
The last time, the third time.
Yeah. We only gave you 4 episodes. So we're officially so back.
Wow. We're more back than we've ever actually been.
This is like a real podcast now, I think.
I think so. People like it. There has not been a single negative comment. Please feel free now to leave your negative comments. Tell us what you don't like.
How about don't?
Okay.
I give you advice. Don't.
Send us, guys, voicemails, 404-919-5530. Send us your voicemails of your negative comments, too. I want to hear everything.
Should we begin?
Yeah, let's do it. We only have a few this week. We got to do sandwiches, and I'm worried that's going to completely derail the rest of the show.
We got to say that to the end, right?
Oh, well, towards close to the end, yeah, for sure. Here we go.
My name is Marcus, and I'm currently from Maryland, and my question for you is, do you think Apple would actually make a foldable iPhone? And if so, when? And, like, any specs and features on it, possibly, that you may know of, or leaks and stuff? So, yeah. Anyway, hopefully I make it, and have a great day.
Aw, thanks.
Thanks.
I think it's time to...
You say he was in the Air Force?
Oh, man, I was really struggling to understand where he's from.
I think he said something about the Air Force. Thank you for your service, if that's the case.
If that's the case. Otherwise...
It's because of people like them that we can have no real jobs.
That's true. Yeah, direct Air Force servicemen directly.
Yeah, it's only them.
They're paying our bills.
Marines? Nah.
I figured it's time to reassess foldable iPhone, because that's...
Yeah.
People, that was such a hot-button topic for so long when Samsung debuted their, like, you know, the first Galaxy Fold and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, like... People have kind of gotten the message that, like, Apple's not that keen on it.
Yeah.
But I think there's still enough interest, and, like, that's still an elephant in the room question. I just don't know how they're going to do it. I figured it'd be fun to talk about.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's a great question. I'm trying to think about how to approach this, because I know.
Oh, you got inside baseball?
Okay, so...
I don't even think I know this.
Okay, everybody... And when I say everybody, I'm talking to Mac Rumors, 95 Mac. Do Whoa. Not write an article, okay? I've said this before,
okay,
years ago. I'm just going to reiterate. I'm not really going to add new anything. I just want to talk, and no
Let's
one
talk.
Write about it. Okay,
this is just talking.
Do
You're
we
off,
have an agreement
off the record, guys?
Yeah, no one. Yeah, anyone that's Mac Rumors, 95 Mac, you just cover your ears. Everyone else, you can listen.
This is the part where you say, "Don't quote me on
yeah,
this."
Yeah, do
but.
Not write a fucking article about this. Okay,
but everyone else though, you can.
Yeah. Okay. So a few years ago, I am the one that leaked that they were working on two prototypes.
Okay.
One is the like typical Samsung Fold,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how would you say that?
Sandwich or hot dog style?
Yeah, hot dog style.
Yeah.
And then I also announced that they are experimenting with a clamshell.
Yeah. SP style.
Yeah, they're making a Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah.
And I said at the time that they're leaning more clamshell mm-hmm. than the other way around. Since then, Kuo-Ming-Chi has also come out and said they were working on two leaning towards clamshell.
Okay.
I don't know if Gurman has talked about it at all. My stance on it, and I am aware that they are still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
That is all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't think that's worth an article.
No,
Apple's still
it's
working
not.
On foldable.
They're still working on it, yeah. That makes
They're
sense,
They're still
though.
Working on it, but, and this isn't based on information, this is just my point of view.
Your take.
I don't think it's ever going to ship.
Probably not. I'm kind of with you, right? Like
current schedule. If it goes according to plan,
yeah,
we're looking at like a 2026, 2027 launch for a clamshell style iPhone. And by that time, I just don't think foldables.
I think it's going to be cooled down.
Yeah, I think so. I think by 2027, you know, Samsung will have been doing it for. I mean,
years at that point.
Like more than 8 years maybe? I don't even know.
A long time. It's going to just become, I think, another branch of like a lot of companies. Like, here's our main phone, here's our big phone,
uh-huh.
here's our foldy phone.
Yeah. The real hiccup with all of that has been not the display, mm-hmm. shockingly, it's been the hinge.
That
they
makes
want
sense.
To correct all the problems that exist with foldable hinges, and that's admirable.
Very
but
Apple-y.
I don't think you can take till 2027 to figure that answer out.
No, yeah, I feel like it's either going to be Apple moves on because mm-hmm. I don't have any insight. I don't know. I'm just a guy making guesses,
mm-hmm.
educated guesses, but still,
yeah.
I feel like it's either going to be Apple moves on because the heat. Like, the hotness of foldables has died down. Or it becomes too undeniable that there's a gap
mm.
and people are too thirsty for foldables that Apple has to make an answer.
It's
either one of those.
I don't think I know your, like, view of foldables.
They are fine. But it's like, in my mind, it's like having a convertible car.
Okay.
It's like, there's a reason... that at a base level, smartphones are the way they are. A flat slab of thing you just throw in your pocket.
Okay.
That's like the accepted normal form factor.
Yeah.
But there is like, there is an admirable quality to a foldable.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yeah, it's like if hot dog style,
uh-huh.
it's like you can have a bigger device. That's cool. But also, you don't need that. It's whatever.
Yeah, like, it's a whole other step.
Yeah, and it's also, like you just said, like Apple is obsessed possibly with fixing the hinge on a foldable before it ships. That's where all the fault is. Like, that's that's usually where, like, that's the way, like, that's where the points of failure are.
I think I'm just confused by why. Like,
why have foldable?
To me, it just feels like nerds, in particular,
it's enthusiasts,
they got
for
bored.
Sure.
They got bored, and because we're all going to wake up one day and realize, oh, there's only so much you can do with a rectangle thing.
Pretty much.
And we've done all there is to do with that, and so we're bored, and just be... It's incredible that we can fold an OLED display. That's nuts. But just because we can doesn't mean we have to.
Yeah, I think it, I think the way the foldables exist now as a sort of premium branch for like Samsungs and whatever companies, like, yeah, that's cool. Enthusiast side grades. I think that's where they're probably going to stay.
Have you ever seen one in public, like a real person having a foldable? Because I don't think I have ever.
Hmm.
What if it's not? What if it's a ruse?
Like,
what if
exist?
There's not a single person with a foldable, and it's just propaganda?
Not to support your point, but I don't think I have either.
Okay,
I don't think I've seen one in person either.
Exactly. So it's decided.
Yeah,
foldables aren't even real. It's propaganda by the government and the global elitists and Samsung.
But I think the issue, though, I only have like two people in my circle of acquaintances and like contact around me, maybe three that are like Android users.
Yeah.
So, like, that
that's
doesn't
unfortunate.
Help. That they are, or that I have them at all?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's not really... That sounds terrible. I'm not, like... Guys, it's not a cult. I need to say... just, I know when usually people clarify by saying, hey, this isn't a cult.
Yeah.
It is a cult, but it isn't a cult.
Yeah, it's not a cult. It's just, if you have an Android device, I'll talk to you less. Okay. And it's not your fault. It's just because it's... It's like it looks weird.
It looks weird. It looks goofy. No, it doesn't look goofy. It's just, you know, by chance, by happenstance.
Yeah.
Oh, so hopefully that was a satisfactory answer to your question.
Yeah, hopefully you got your answer. Yeah, they're working on it. I don't think it ever comes out. If you want a foldable, what is definitely coming out is a foldable iPad. So be on the lookout in the next couple years for that.
Yeah, I think that's... I was going to say, when you mentioned certain dates, like 2026, 27 or whatever, Ross Young has put out a sort of pseudo, like, timeline
for
of display
iPad
tech.
Or?
Yeah, it was iPad, I believe. Okay. And I want to say that it's in the next few years. We should see something about it.
Cool.
We'll see. That guys, they're the ones with the information.
Are you buying it?
I am more interested in a foldable iPad for sure, but the issue that I like, dude, I love the feel of like the current iPad Air and like the thinness and like the premium, very like solid design.
Yeah,
to fold a display, it has to be flexible and kind of weird. It kind of gets rid of that solid feel.
Oh yeah.
So like, I don't know, probably not. But I'm intrigued. I'm listening. Like, I'm open to suggestions from it. You know, I'd be like, okay, let's see what you got.
If there is a foldable iPhone that ever sees the light of day, are you curious enough to buy it?
Apple has enough, I still have enough confidence in Apple from a hardware standpoint, where if they are saying, like, here, we're making a foldable, I'm there for it to an extent.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to day one buy it. I'm going to go into an Apple store, and I'm going to play with it, and I'm going to watch reviews, and I'm open to it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm also scared. I'm also I'm a little shaky about it.
Yeah. Speaking of iPads, so I'm gearing up to think of my last tweet ever, and I think it's going to be, I think I'm going to leave
That's
with
crazy.
A positive message.
That's so crazy.
Something that deserves the awareness. It's an important message, and that it is
the
iPad Mini is the best iPad,
yeah.
Possibly the best Apple product ever made, and then that'll be the last thing I say on Twitter.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's the end of an era right there.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but it is what it is. Sometimes you just grow older.
Damn.
Yeah, it's
moving on.
Yeah.
It did definitely, I mean, I've been Twitterless for a while. Like, since, I was a Twitter Blue subscriber. And I got a check mark and everything once the Elon takeover happened.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, again, not to do with Elon, really. I mean, I don't like him because he just seems like a bad dude. But, like, the platform just changed so much. And, it like, let's be real, first few months of Elon takeover, it was also getting pretty boogie. and yeah. like messy.
Well, that, turns out that's what happens when you fire 80% of the people that wrote the code.
Yeah, but I remember leaving Twitter and feeling like sad. Like looking back, I'm still a little like, oh.
Yeah, I think in terms of like, foundational mm-hmm. stuff, Twitter is or X is much better.
Yeah,
it's not as buggy. There's just things like the bots are actually much worse. When the whole point of Elon wanting yeah. to buy Twitter was like, we need to get rid of the bots. We're going to put verified check marks so we get rid of the bots. I have more bots messaging me than ever.
That's crazy.
More bots like in replies than ever. And this isn't like completely a bad thing.
Okay.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs.
Is this
and I
just
think
a general statement?
Yeah. And
okay.
And I think they're cool.
Yeah.
But I Same. See them every time I open Twitter. Like,
yeah.
porn is just so,
Rampant.
Like, in your face. You don't have to look for it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, sometimes they're trying to hide it and be sneaky where they only show it for, like, a couple seconds. Or...
Like, every day you're seeing porn?
Oh, yeah. Every
okay.
day.
I might be coming back to Twitter.
Okay. Listen, I love boobs.
Yeah.
They're great. But, like... You got to be in the mindset for boobs. If I'm just like, I just woke up, I'm just like browsing the news, see what I miss.
Uh-huh.
And it's like mostly propaganda and titties.
You know what though? Like there's a time and a place. Like I'm actually opposite on that. Like that's TikTok has created a monster because like I get my TikToks are like 30% memes.
Okay.
30% like... fashion stuff for men or like
okay.
here's some really nice sweatpants you could buy from this brand or like here's some sneakers or whatever yeah. I'm like oh cool or watches I'm like yeah nice sweet cars whoa wow uh-huh. Other 30% is at like booty
or just, yeah.
but I'm, it's also me like if
well yeah TikTok's algorithm is based on what you're
TikTok is a problem
to.
Yeah because it'll be like ooh, a new dance trend. Wow, look at these ladies shaking their asses in specific ways.
In specific ways.
Like, that's what it always is.
Yeah.
You're going to look for a second, but then TikTok knows you look for a second, and then there's yeah. more seconds of it added on. It's
yeah.
a problem.
Yeah, there's just... It's not just because... I mean, I keep saying this, so I feel like I should
keep
repeating myself. But yeah, it's not because Elon took it over. It's
yeah.
just... It's a combination of it's not what it used to be, and I'm older. And I don't...
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything from being there. It's not... I don't know how else to explain it. It's not like I'm trying to boycott the platform. I'm
no.
not asking you to boycott the platform. This isn't a movement.
You've grown
this
out of
just,
Twitter. That's
yeah,
all you're saying. Yeah.
This is just my old pants don't fit anymore. I'm going to
yeah.
throw them away.
Shouldn't
have any effect on you.
Weirdly for me, I could literally never deprogram my brain. If I see a verified check mark, my brain will always say, oh, that's a person of note.
Yeah, you would think that.
I
because
can't
the entire,
undo it.
Yeah, in the entire internet and every platform agreed
yeah.
that's the way to...
Like, I can't... If I see a tweet, even if I'm on Reddit and I'm looking through and somebody posts a screen cap of a tweet
mm-hmm.
and that person's verified, I'm going to assume they're important until I actually look at it. And I
yeah.
go, oh, that's just that's just a mom's
yeah,
account.
Yeah,
or
that
whatever.
Guy has 20 followers and paid $8 a month. Well, and that
yeah.
ruined, I mean, Meta does that now too. You can
yeah.
you pay for your checkmark on Meta.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is this going to weirdly date the show, by the way?
What does that mean?
Like, okay, we were both big Rooster Teeth fans.
Yeah.
And there was a time... in their Rooster Teeth podcast or like years and years ago when it was called The Drunk Tank
mm-hmm.
when Lost was out
oh.
that every episode they talked about Lost.
Oh yeah.
Is this going to be like that? Are we going to be dating the show
I don't
by
know
like
if that...
this is the Twitter episodes.
Oh.
This is before John left Twitter and they talked about Twitter every week.
I don't know if that dates the show any more than talking about this year's iPhone.
Yeah, but it's always going to be an iPhone discussion. It's recycle bin
for now. Until we're on to the next thing.
That reminds me, speaking of iPhone, our next voicemail is related, Jern.
Imagine.
I know, imagine getting questions about iPhones.
What are
the
odds? Wow. Hi, Jern and Bern. Love the program.
Thanks.
I'm James Alexander. I'm from Markham, Ontario, Canada.
Ooh,
and
Canadian.
My question to you is,
James,
for people who have... any of the 12 series of iPhone or 13 series of iPhone, is it worth upgrading to any of the 16 or 16 Pro or Pro Max type iPhones?
Did you cut him off?
I accidentally did, but sorry.
Wow, way to cut James off.
Thank you, James. I'm sorry I cut you off. I didn't mean, I just, I had it open in preview and I pressed
You pressed space.
Yeah, my bad. I wanted to pause it for anyway.
Is there any more to that? Do you remember?
There was a few seconds, but I think it's okay. You know, if there's anything to add, we'll add it in post. I'm
that's
sorry,
James. Tough.
I put it in because I got to be real. I think this is, people might disagree, but I think this is some of the most exciting iPhone, what would you call it, a generation we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is, if you, I think, okay, I'm saying this before getting the phone, mind you, right?
Yeah.
And before the features are here, but I got good vibes, and I think if you've been away from iPhone, if you've been playing around with Android, or if you're open to switching, I think this is going to be the year to give iPhone a shot, or if you're on older devices, maybe get into the store, check them out, because I know it's not shipping technically with the phone, really, but like Apple Intelligence is quite a compelling shift in Apple's mentality.
Okay, hypothetically, if someone has an iPhone 12 Pro or 13 Pro, which iPhone 16 model of the four?
I guess it
would you say that it's
which
also
worth
upgrading to just the 16 if you have a 13 Pro, 12 Pro?
Yeah, man, if you're a pro iPhone user, I think getting out of that pro ecosystem is hard, especially because like things like ProMotion. I just said like before we saw the 16s, that was a deal breaker for me. But here I am with a fucking base model 16. So
well,
I'm getting
12
one.
Pro doesn't have ProMotion. It came out the following year, so I think the 13 got ProMotion.
Okay.
It's either the 13 or the 14. I think it was the 13 though.
I think if you're not a ProMotion like. You need it if it's not like a deal breaker for you. I think it's worth it, honestly.
Yeah, I would say the base model iPhone 16 does more than your 12 Pro or 13 Pro.
Yeah, having
minus
access,
the ProMotion,
getting access to the camera control and the action button and stuff without having to jump to Pro is very enticing.
And
that's
it's the only
cool.
way to get Apple Intelligence.
Right.
You need 8 gigs of RAM. You need the A18.
Yeah.
A17 Pro.
I think up until this point you've been like on the fence. I think you should give it a shot. Yeah, I think it's worth it.
I think that's the, like, I couldn't, if you have an iPhone 14 Pro, that's a tougher, like, I wouldn't advise you to upgrade.
I have
if
a 14 have, Pro. If and you have, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you have the money, sure, go ahead. But, like, if you're struggling to make a decision, probably not.
Probably,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, just, it's not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a 12 Pro especially, yeah, it's time.
Mm-hmm. A 13 Pro
is unironically one of my favorite iPhones ever.
Yeah.
It was like the perfected version of
it was like that design.
What they were trying to do with the 11 Pro, the 12 Pro. The 13 Pro was like a flawless phone. It was
pretty
great.
Yeah.
My issue is that Apple's incredible with hardware.
Yeah.
Like, you even said you trust them with hardware, like when you were talking about the foldable.
Uh-huh.
That's like a good point to make.
Right.
Because I agree. They make incredible hardware. The Mac lineup is bonkers. The M chips are amazing. What a crazy leap compared to when they were running Intel.
Yeah, the current MacBook Airs especially are just insane. I love it.
Well,
it's my favorite thing ever.
It went from like, wow, Mac is too much money for bullshit specs. I should get a PC. If you pay $699 for a M1 MacBook Air, you're good. If you pay $1,000 for a new MacBook Air, like, they are overpowered.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts that like I just bought my wife Bridget a M1 MacBook Air because Walmart just sells them for like $650.
Oh damn!
Which is She's had gaming PCs. Mm-hmm. She's recently had like Surface books and Surface laptops.
Mm-hmm.
This is by far the fastest thing she's had.
Oh yeah,
and it's crazy to think like 650. It's a few years old already, and it's still nuts.
Yeah,
so it's very cool.
So hardware is great. The issue though is, so there's an interview with Steve. It might be with Walt Mossberg.
Was it one of those red chair interviews?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Steve is talking about how when you buy a Mac, you aren't buying the hardware. You're buying OS 10.
Mm.
You're buying OS 10.
That sounds like Steve.
When you buy an iPod, you're buying the software. You're buying the. He said it's software in the iPod. It's software in iTunes on your computer that works with the. Like, these are just portals to get to the software.
Yeah.
And so, like, the iPhone is just, you aren't buying an iPhone, you're buying iOS.
Uh-huh.
With that motto, I don't feel like they believe that anymore. Like, I think they have, and it makes sense, because Tim Cook is a manufacturing genius.
He's a different
genius.
CEO, yeah.
He's a genius in terms, like, mass manufacturing did not work the way it does now.
Oh, no, Tim did it.
There was no, mass manufacturing begins a month or two ahead of shipments.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a thing pre-Tim Cook. It took a year to get a product to roll out.
Yeah.
This man, when Steve brought him on for the iMac, the classic...
Colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When that iMac was shipping, that was Tim Cook's first challenge, is getting it out. And he put from... Steve going, look, I want to make this. 2-3 months later, it was in boxes in stores. That's fucked up. That's insane.
Yeah, it's almost like this is the house that Tim Cook built.
Yeah, it's crazy. I watched a video about that one time. Very good video.
Good video. You should check it out.
Yeah. So Tim is incredible at optimizing the creation of hardware. Like, mm-hmm. iPhones are manufactured perfectly now. Like, there's no... It's incredible how solid those phones are.
Very tight. Yeah.
I mean, the iPhone 15 Pro is the most durable iPhone ever.
And that one, like, as you know, this one even had issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were like production issues with the 15 Pro and the titanium and stuff. And even that is like, that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
Amongst iPhone stuff.
And while that's great, I appreciate solid hardware,
mm-hmm.
especially reliably solid hardware. No matter what Apple product is coming out, you know it's going to, like, you can buy a Gen 1 Vision Pro.
Oh, it's
the hardware. Nuts.
Yeah.
The hardware is perfect. It's the software where things fall short, and that's the issue I'm having currently. Like, iOS 18 isn't fully fledged.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like Apple Intelligence isn't even shipping with the new phone.
It has been a flip. I think it's because video games are like this. We've just been having so many conversations about how we are realizing how much we appreciate older games. More than modern games.
Because they shipped finished?
There's no choice.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't push an update to a PS2 game, really.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah, yeah. Like, sure, the network-connected ones, but, like, hardware is also a thing that's locked in.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably why it was easier for Steve to say that. I mean, yeah, they had OS X, and you could push updates, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, get an update on an iPod was fine. You could plug it into iTunes, but, like, you didn't want to have to do that,
uh-huh.
So they were shipped gold. Like, yeah. It was good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, plastic iPods, plastic iMacs, it was more common.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it was more, maybe modern Apple is more like, yeah, we could lock in on the hardware.
It's
premium.
Like, yeah, but this is like, it's dramatic. I don't lose sleep over it, but it is like a... It is a big thing that I think about more consistently now that I'm actually worried about, because...
Like the software inconsistencies?
Yeah, the looser they get,
yeah.
the less they are Apple. And that's,
no, I agree. I agree with you.
Like, it's not... And this isn't just glorifying Steve Jobs, but
no.
He was correct.
Yeah.
Like, software is the whole game. These are just tools and vehicles to get into good software. When you look into the phone, you're not looking into the hardware, any of it. It's how the software utilizes the hardware that's important.
True.
And, like, I mean, we were just talking about how, I watched a video last night about the original Game Boy.
Mm-hmm. About how it all worked.
Comparatively, when it launched, the hardware was, like, way watered down. There were other systems, handheld systems, that were superior technically already. Mm-hmm. And Game Boy killed all of them.
Yep.
And the reason that happened is because they used older hardware, and they optimized that older hardware and charged a lower price. It was like $100-something for a Game Boy
mm-hmm.
at the time. And of course, they made it more accessible, and it sold a fuckload of Game Boys. And
yeah.
It was just the developers that were I highly encourage you, after the show, of course, to go watch a video about how original Game Boy graphics worked, because it only had 8 kilobytes of RAM. I don't. The people listening can't even comprehend.
There's
that.
Probably young people who don't even know what a kilobyte
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they're like, or it doesn't have. You mean 8 gigabytes?
Yeah, megabytes might even be pushing it sometimes.
It had 8 kilobytes of RAM, and that couldn't even load a whole frame on Game Boy. So
mm-hmm.
they had like they were. It was all loaded in blocks, and they would. a single block would be stored in RAM, and then that single block would be referenced multiple times. So it wasn't mm-hmm. loading, you know, each graphic. It was just referencing the one, and right. they just repeated the blocks. That's why the background and the games look all the same. It's just repeating blocks. But it's that has, like, always historically worked.
True.
It's optimizing software to run on the hardware regardless of what hardware is in the thing. That's always the thing that
Man.
Makes or breaks a good product is how well you can utilize and optimize the hardware.
Dude, we have had this conversation so much about iPhone because that's like you could just insert that we're talking about iOS 7 or beforehand, and you know yeah. it's like people would talk about like well iPhone doesn't have enough RAM, but yeah. this is years ago
you and would always it was always
the specs
made fun
are bad.
Of like
yeah.
Samsung was shipping with 12 gigabytes of RAM and Apple had like 4 still
yeah and it'd be or megapixels on the cameras
and it was still faster
yeah
and it's because they were much better at optimizing. I mean, they wrote it all they
right.
were, it was much better at optimizing software and they I feel like they are losing the plot on that.
You know what, Jern, I think it's time for something. I think we have there's an experiment building in my head.
What does that even mean?
Okay. We haven't done this in a while. Very long time.
Okay.
I think it's time to do like a month or two with a high-end Android phone.
Oh, God.
I think we need to see what the other side's like because we have all these complaints about like inconsistent software and stuff
uh-huh.
on iPhone, iOS, and bugs and whatnot. I think we need to have, like, we need to get the whole picture. We need to see what's going on the other side of the fence because who knows? What if a Google Pixel experience is, like, they got it locked in now? What if, you know?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
We don't know. I don't know. I don't look into that stuff.
Unironically, the biggest appeal of iPhone is that everyone has an iPhone.
Right.
Like, that's not a joke. It's not a meme.
Oh,
like,
no, it is.
Like, blue bubble, green bubble, this, whatever. But that is, like... That works so well together, and it would actually hinder my communication if I had a Google Pixel device.
Well, lucky for you, iOS 18 came out with RCS.
It's still not going to be the same. You know it.
I know. I'm just saying it's better.
If there's any to try, it's definitely a Pixel device.
That'd be the most equivalent to like our experience, I think.
Well, Google, if you want to test us,
right? You know where to find us. Oh God.
Anyway, I'm done complaining. I just, Apple, please care more about software. Please and thank you.
All right. Last voicemail of the day. Oh, hey, if you want to leave your own, 404-919-5530. Give us a call.
Yeah. The show's not over. This is the last voicemail of the day before just terribleness
I'm
occurs.
Sure you can see on the runtime. What would you, the scrubbing?
Yeah.
What is that?
The
line of time?
The line of time.
There's a lot left.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, it's Yash again from New York City.
Hey, Josh.
Just wanted to ask.
Yash.
Off-topic question, not about FPT, not about tech. What do you guys do for fun? Like, what are your cool hobbies? Like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, just what do you guys do for fun? Like, tech sometimes gets, you know, boring.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, like, obviously you don't want to be doing YouTube or the podcast the entire time, right? So what do you do for fun? All right.
The funniest part about that is he assumes I'm not doing it the entire time.
No, honestly, you may not have realized it, but ever since our new office and physically working in person together so much more, you have had a Jern awakening.
Go on.
You spend way more of your day, like, okay, before this current arrangement, back when we were more like remote working, before you moved.
Yeah.
You were like a different person.
Go on.
You are so much more in tune with what you want to do and like your interest and stuff. You used to just, it was work or you were sleeping or it was wrestling.
Uh-huh.
It was three things, work, sleep, wrestle.
Okay. I didn't even know this about me, so I'm curious.
No, ever since our office set up, we got our retro games set up.
Yeah.
You have so many more interests.
Like, yeah.
Even your, this sounds so goofy, but this is just how intertwined our fucking lives are together.
Uh-huh.
Your YouTube, your YouTube recommendations, before it was just like, it was wrestling or it was production stuff.
Yeah.
Or Apple Track, yeah. Now it's like, there's so much more to do with movies and stuff. You're watching shows. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of Jern. You're much more of a person now.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Yeah. So what do you do for fun, Jern? Because this is something that I feel like you don't talk about often. Okay. Like, really. Because you're not just a production person. You're not just a work person anymore.
Okay. Yeah. So I do have more interests, but I do want to say, like, unironically, a lot of my time during the week, there are pockets where I am just working, where you might classify it as working.
Oh, yeah,
I definitely don't. Like, I'm still hungry and interested in how production works, and, like, I practice audio stuff all the time. I'm trying new stuff all the time. I'll get an idea that, like, just I will stay up all night trying to – I'll listen to something. This is what's really fucked up. I love watching movies or TV shows with headphones on, and Apple TV makes that really easy to connect to AirPods Max. And I will hear a certain room tone or a distortion in dialogue, and I'll be like, how are they doing that?
Lock in.
And it's not like, okay, there are audio tutorials on YouTube, right? But all of those are like YouTubers telling you how to do YouTube audio.
Yeah.
The real professionals are not on YouTube teaching people how to do that stuff.
Nope.
And so I will hear something that's so specific that I'm like, I want to do that, or I will just play until 5 or 6 in the morning trying to replicate that sound. Sometimes I nail it. Sometimes I don't. I love that process.
Yeah.
But, like, last week, so I think I knew they existed.
Okay.
But, like, I didn't expect them to be good. So, okay, I'm going into a retro gaming discussion. Yeah, that's what's happening here.
Just real quick, because I want to say, I think the big thing that maybe you don't realize is the production things you're interested in. Like, whenever you're leaving work mode, you're right. Yeah, you're still like, there's still audio stuff you're interested in. Still, maybe you'll mess with the lights or stuff like that. But the big thing that you stay away from, it's not production, it's not YouTube videos really or anything like that. It's like tech.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
It's tech and tech news is what, that's, I think, what you consider work.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I haven't watched a single iPhone 16 video from a single person.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy. Yeah. Jesus, yeah, huh. Like, I know that, I mean, the other day, when it was Thursday, I think, so the day before we had to pre-order.
Yeah.
We did browse a couple hands-on.
We were
but like,
picking out colors.
We weren't watching the video. We were trying to find a specific frame where they had all the phones side by side because, I mean, Apple isn't always honest in their renders about the saturation of certain colors, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but that's really it. Other than that, have you done that?
Do what?
Have you watched like iPhone videos?
Oh no, but I tend not to, like, between pre-order and hands-on when I get it. Like, yeah. I want to like experience it myself. I don't need to watch a review for a thing I'm already buying. And that's how I see it.
Another reason why I can't watch iPhone 16 videos is because they instantly fucking make me so angry. I want to put my head in a you know sump pumps?
Yeah.
Where they try to keep the water out.
Uh-huh.
I want it to rain one day. Some pump is filled with gross water, and I just want to drown myself in it. That's how angry this makes me.
What is it about these that makes you so angry?
YouTubers.
He's really struggling to get this out. His eyes are closed.
Other than the people that Apple invited,
okay,
not a single person has actually held those phones.
I see.
And every iPhone 16 video is someone faking holding a phone, like a fake
and
hands-on.
In the thumbnail?
The photoshopped thumbnail of them holding the phone. I want to fucking kill them and me.
You don't want to kill Sam.
Yeah, for some reason, he like gets a pass. Everyone else makes me fucking angry. That's probably not fair that Sam gets a pass. Maybe if I knew you personally, you wouldn't make me as angry. But everyone else, you can go fuck yourself. I hate it. Stop fucking doing that shit. I hate it. It was like a cheeky little lie that a couple YouTubers did. Mm-hmm. But now, this year, every single person is holding a photoshopped fake iPhone 16, and I want to shake them to death.
Jeez. Okay. That was pretty intense.
Anyway.
So what do you do for fun?
Okay. So, retro games. Yeah. So, I knew they existed, but...
Well, hang on. You're talking about, just to be clear, retro game handhelds. Like,
yeah.
Like, third-party...
Emulation.
Emulator handheld. That's what you're talking about, yeah.
So, when I was a kid, I would classify myself as a gamer.
That was what I did most of my day. I would get lost in games.
Game Boy Color, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 era.
Yeah.
Game Boy Advance.
I never had an Xbox. By the time there was an Xbox in my house, I wasn't doing that anymore.
Yeah, you had moved on.
So I don't know if it's it's probably just a me thing. Like, I just outgrew it. Uh-huh. I don't know. Part of it is the games aren't what they used to be, and they're just like, I don't know, they're too much.
Uh-huh.
So my only experience with emulation was
early Game Time videos with us on Front Page Tech.
Some of you might remember this.
2014?
Yeah, most of you have no idea. Maybe not now, because we've been making stuff for a long time, but, or maybe so. Because we make stuff more sporadically than we used to.
Yeah.
The majority of our videos are private.
Yeah, they are.
The majority of everything we've ever made is now private. One of those collections is about 150 to 200 videos of gameplays that we called Game Time.
Yeah, Jern and Burn.
Yeah.
Or at the time, it was John and Brian.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
And Brian was in charge of that series, and he would pick the games that we were playing and all that stuff. And there was a period where, like, we had an emulator on the PC.
And we didn't have nice stuff back then, so it ran like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were emulating, like, Super Nintendo or whatever.
Yeah, and it was, like, cool. It was, like, a cool gimmick to me, but it, like, broke the games. There was a lot of tinkering.
It was pretty shitty.
Yeah, so when I thought of, like, emulated retro gaming handhelds, that's what I pictured. Like, someone holding the emulator that was terrible.
Tinkering and getting shit to work. Yeah, all that, yeah.
But Brian, for a Sunday bro time, like last week or the week before, I think it was the week before, you brought over an Ambernic
RG40XXH.
Yeah.
It's just a mid-range, you know, emulator handheld.
And as soon as I turned that thing on, I was like, oh shit.
You're like, oh, this is cool.
Like, core memories unlocked. It found that part of me that's like, hey, you like this, remember?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit, I think I do like it.
I do love it.
So I stressed over which one I was going to buy.
You went real obsessive.
Oh yeah, I was stuck in like an autistic loop.
Have you talked about you possibly being autistic? Like, have you talked about that on a podcast?
No. I couldn't decide. I was stuck in a loop. Every thought was like, which one do I get? I wasn't thinking about working. Last week, I think when we were recording Recycle Bin, I was like, when can we be done so I can go back to figuring out which handheld I'm
on. You were a mess.
Anyway, I bought the same model, basically same internals, but it's the vertical version because obviously Game Boy.
More Game Boy styled. Yeah. Guys, I just need you to know. He is really into this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a small interest.
No.
It's almost becoming problematic.
It also unlocks something that I didn't expect it to unlock.
Okay.
As I've gotten older, I have very, very much hated tinkering. That's why I love
iPhone,
iOS. Apple,
yeah, in general.
I don't want to have to customize it. I don't want to have to tinker with settings to get it to be to my liking.
Uh-huh.
I love macOS for the same reason. I want to throw up looking at Windows. Like, what an atrocious thing that ships.
I was taking a drink when you said that.
It's terrible. So, I don't fucking want that. But when I got this retro handheld, mm-hmm. and I started tinkering with, like, installing my own OS and being able to customize the... Like, when I opened the boot folder in the partition.
Oh, yeah, you're
and
really
I saw
intense.
The files, I was like, oh my God, I can just replace the files with whatever I want. And so I was like making custom images for it, and that's what I did. If you guys are curious, we haven't been making an episode. There's been no episode since iPhone 16.
It's
probably
not
like, wow.
Not because of this.
Yeah.
It's not because of this.
They're like, wow, there's no video from them. They haven't even mentioned iPhone 16. I wonder if they're really cooking something up. We are, but...
It's unrelated. Listen, if Audio Boom, if you're listening, this is not why, okay?
All of this week have been tinkering with that. I did... Before mine arrived, I was working on yours.
Yeah, you were tinkering
with
mine.
You just allowed me to possibly fuck it up, and there was a point where I bricked it for a second.
You did break it, yeah. That's part of it.
It unlocked, like, a part of me, because... I used to love doing that as a kid. I would, like, customize Windows themes.
Yeah. Oh, Rain Meter. What was it called? Rain Meter? The desktop customizer tool, I think is what it was called.
I have no idea. I was like going into like...
Oh, you were in the kernel.
Reg edit and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like... Yeah, it was a bunch of... Like, I would customize the boot screen for Windows with, like, put my name or make own logos. Just weird, goofy shit.
Do you remember taking Windows XP, I think it was at the time, and making it look like Mac OS?
Yeah.
Or, like, OS 10?
Yeah.
That's so cringe.
It was always in me somewhere.
It was so cringe.
But that stuff has been, like, I have never... I kind of forgot that I enjoyed doing that.
You were like that, yeah.
And being able to have this little fucking shit $60 machine that I can just change files for and like that. Oh, dude, it's awesome.
And it's unrelated. So cool. The big thing for you is you love tinkering, but it's unrelated to your productivity stuff.
It's got to be fun stuff that like if I mess it up, it's mm-hmm. a fun project to fix. It's not going to like, it's not my phone where my phone doesn't work for this week because I messed with it.
Because I was jailbreaking it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I want my phone to just work like a phone and be reliable. Never once have I been like, "Whoa, what if I could customize it?" Mm-hmm. Never once. I don't even have like, I've never.
You don't have fun things on your phone.
Yeah, I've never messed with like the iOS 18, like where you can change the color for the icons and stuff. However, when I get the iPhone 16, the blue one,
yeah.
I think I'm going to make all the icons blue because I mean, of course.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you got to do the whole suite of fun things.
Yeah. So
that's your big fun thing.
Yeah, it was fun, like getting it set up, and then playing the games. Like now we're at the gaming part of it because they're both set up.
And you're playing a shocking amount of video games.
Oh,
on
it's
there.
So much fun.
You're going and like, if you didn't know, Jern, there's like online discourse revolving around emulation and like the acquiring of games via not so savory techniques is like people have issue with that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I mean it's absolutely piracy.
It is. I've always tried to like, if I can get a physical copy of a game and then also have it digitized in some.
I mean,
way.
we just modded a PS2 to rip the discs that we own because the discs are becoming unreliable.
Yeah, they're starting to get a little. They're old. Like
so we're just
old.
Putting them on a hard drive.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So that's the legitimacy of the whole thing. Comes into question
but like,
sometimes
when they're hard to get.
Yeah, like dude, there's. I'm sorry. Like, I love the Dreamcast, the Sega Dreamcast.
Uh huh.
It's so fucking impossible to buy Dreamcast games.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
And I had never played Pokemon Emerald, and I was really curious about that. I had no idea that you have to pay $1,500 to get an Emerald cartridge that may or may not be fake.
Uh huh. Yeah, it is kind of funny that I just have one.
Yeah, you do have one.
Yeah.
Like, but it's just like...
My OG one.
And Nintendo's trying to like...
Take down all... You know, they're successfully.
They're successfully taking ROMs down, but also not giving you a way to just buy them? You know, like why not like a Nintendo website where you could just be like, I want the old Pokemon download.
Well, to be fair, they're trying. With
Are they?
The Nintendo Switch Online, you have access to like a classic games catalog
now. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. There's like Nintendo 64 games, Super Nintendo.
But I need a Switch for that?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, they used to
That's not retro.
Enough. Yeah, retro enough.
I want to hold it like a Game Boy.
Yeah, so I don't know. Guys, listen, I don't know if you were expecting that kind of answer from John.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You don't talk about this side of yourself at all anywhere else.
What do you do for fun?
I play WoW. I'm also like a dad. I'm a dad to almost a three-year-old.
Like, well, you never outgrew like... There
games?
Wasn't a period where you outgrew games and then you're like, oh, wow, I remember liking them, and you come
That's
back.
That's true. Yeah, well, I've never had my spark, like, reignited.
You've
in
always
a big
been
way.
Sort of separated from, like, production work stuff. Like, you've been good at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've also had, like, a history of working traditional jobs. So I think that kind of comes with separating work and home life.
You clock out.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But I know it's been really fun. Playing like PS2 and GameCube games with you at the studio.
Mm-hmm. You mean working?
working
very hard.
So much work. but no, there's a new World of Warcraft expansion out. The War Within, big deal.
Okay.
That is like we equate iPhone season as like a mini Christmas.
Yeah.
when a World of Warcraft expansion comes out, that's Christmas to me. That's big time. That's because they only come out every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I don't know. You'd think a person who... I don't know the timeline for expansion releases.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, it's probably yearly. I actually don't fucking know. I really should.
And sometimes it's bad.
I've been playing since like 2008. I should really know.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You just get surprised every time?
I just don't
imagine getting a surprise when there's a new iPhone.
You know what? It's
out.
More like I just don't keep a running tally.
Mm.
Like there's like so many expansions now. I've played most of them.
Mm.
I just don't keep track of it. Anyway, I do that. I love car stuff. I love watches.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanical stuff. And then I also engage in like I like to watch like Let's Plays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Big, I'm still into that.
Yeah,
but I'm relaxed. I got a fucking kid. Yeah, I only got so much time to myself, and It's mostly WoW, watches, and cars.
I like
that's my thing. So, guys, send us voicemails if you have any questions about WoW, watches, cars, retro games. We're expanding the podcast.
Yeah, 404-919-5530. I saw you were going to say it, and I stole it.
You did. Good job.
I never get to say it. You always beat me to it.
Oh,
so
I'm
going to say it again.
I got to go ahead.
404-919-5530.
Leave us messages.
Is the number that you should call.
Yeah.
We received some text messages on the community post we posted on YouTube about being on the show. Some of you commented your question on that. Just follow, like, the instructions are there.
Yeah, you got to call us.
It's an audio podcast.
Yeah.
If you want a question answered, I'm not going to read your question.
Yeah.
You can ask me your question yourself. That's the fun part about this.
You know, the funniest part about what you just said is you mentioned it's an audio podcast, and we're about to take a quick break.
Yeah.
Here's some advertisements, because when we come back, we're going to have all the stuff prepared for sandwiches.
We need to prepare the meals, yeah. If you're this far in, you get a little treat, minus the horribleness that's about to follow these ads. Speaking of iPhone 16 content, we were working on a video that we have, because it's us and it's in this new era of Front Page Tech,
mm-hmm.
We decided that the message of the video we were making will be served better in the review.
Yeah.
So we scrapped the video we were working on, so the very next video you see from us will be an iPhone 16 review.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get a hot and spicy iPhone 16
review.
What
a treat.
You've never done a review of a base model iPhone, and this will be fun.
Mm-mm. I've never done a review. I mean, I did the not reviews just sitting there.
Well, this is going to be a not review, right?
Nah.
It's going to be a real review.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is new Front Page Tech.
This is new to me.
I'm going to fucking sit there and
bro,
like.
Bro, this is crazy.
Nah, it's going to be produced. Okay.
Wow.
Let's go make terrible, terrible, terrible food decisions.
Be right back.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, welcome back.
We're
back now. Yeah, I'm gonna mark it.
All right,
we're back.
All right.
Okay. So
put my headphones on.
Videos coming soon. But what?
Okay.
What's in front of us? Got some plates. Got a banana mayonnaise sandwich. This is a sandwich of your childhood.
Yeah. So my grandma grew up in the Depression. So there were things that we had for snacks in the house that like were normal to her.
But strange to others.
Yeah, but outside it was probably very weird, but I didn't know that it was
because you just grew up with the Depression grandma.
So we had like peanut butter and pickle sandwiches.
That's fucking weird. That's fucking strange. What?
And one of my like, we had tomato sandwiches, which I don't think that's weird.
No.
Mayo and tomatoes.
I think that's a southern U.S. thing. I grew up with those too.
Yeah. But one of my favorite things, unironically, was a banana mayo sandwich. I don't know if I would still, I haven't had one in maybe 20 years.
Well, I'm about to, so I'll let you know.
So in front of Brian. He's going to go first because what I have to do might end the show.
Yeah, completely, in every way.
So when I was sick, my grandma, this is just catching everyone back up. When I was sick.
And this is what you have.
Yeah. In front of me is going to be milk toast.
Should I describe it so you don't throw
ahead.
Up? Because I don't want you to start gagging on the mic. It is a piece of toast with an adequate amount of sugar on it that then warm milk is applied to.
Is applied to.
And then you eat it with a fork.
Yeah, you eat it with a fork. And this is what, like, when I was sick, this was the remedy for some reason. She would give me milk toast.
Like, that's a fucking culture thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'd be here all day. My wife is Puerto Rican. I'd be here all day telling you about all the different Puerto Rican home remedies for when you're sick.
So odd. Yeah.
So it's just
okay,
part of it.
So here's how this is going to work. YouTube.com/recyclebinpodcast. If you're listening to it on your favorite podcast app, you're going to hear it, but you're not going to see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up my iPhone, and I'm going to record Brian, and it's going to be in the video version on YouTube if you want to see it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to turn my camera on. On to you. How should I record it? Like this?
Yeah, make it nice. 16:9. Oh.
The flash came on.
Oh, my God.
What a terrible thing.
That was terrible.
Why, Apple?
All right, here. You're filming?
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Here's his sandwich. Lovely sandwich. Yep.
Okay.
All right, Vern, you got this.
All right. I'm going to lean away from the microphone
you
and not have too many, too much food sound.
You got this.
Oh, it's a substantial sandwich.
We're ready.
Okay, I'm going to have to scoot over here so I don't get crumbs.
I'm trying to move my mic. Okay.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Look how lovely the sandwich is, prepared by yours truly.
Picking it up feels terrible.
Does it?
The banana's cold. You know what? I told you upstairs I'm gonna take a little like mini bite.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm gonna full send it.
Okay, yeah. So you don't gotta do it twice. It's a good
idea.
I'm
doing it once.
Here we go.
Okay.
He's doing it.
Oh man. Oh, and just to clarify, I like both of these things, but I get weird if there's too much white food.
Oh, don't look at it.
In one like the fact that
I don't think there's a ton of mayo on there.
I know, it's just
dusting.
Okay, here we go.
Enjoy. I waited 4 years for this. Oh, he loves it. Oh my fucking God, it was so worth the wait. Oh, what a beautiful shot with the light behind him. You all right? He's not. What'd you think?
Oh man,
it wasn't.
I really had to lock in at the end there.
No, it wasn't bad.
Something about like the slight like salt of the mayo and it was like the earthiness of the banana or like the I don't even know what to call it, like plantiness. Oh, dude.
You're not a fan? You're not going to make it again later?
I had to, like, center myself. Like,
really?
Like, in, like a meditation level.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to stop that, and I'm going to give him the phone.
Yeah.
Just try to make it, like, a good angle. You
know? Yeah, of course.
It's like, gonna be more this way.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be beautiful.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so in front of me.
Here, you can see it. So we got the toast with the sugar and a fork. Here's your warm milk. Should I do it for you? Would that be best? Do you think?
I don't.
Are you shutting down?
Okay, I'm disassociating a little bit. Okay,
I'm gonna try not to shake.
There's warm milk in this.
Yeah, in that mug. Okay.
Okay, so I can't.
Bro, nothing even happened. Should I do it?
I can't eat it right away. Like you gotta
have to apply the milk.
You gotta pour the milk. Oh. Holy fuck.
Oh no. This is a podcast.
Okay.
Oh boy. Four years in the making.
Now
guys.
Listen, this you might think this sounds gross. Like the gagging and the, but you asked for this. We said this 4 years ago. It never had to happen, and you guys kept bringing it up. You said, I remember what you said, so this is because of you. Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to take my bite.
Remember, you've had this as a kid. What happened since then? Why isn't it delicious now?
Oh, I would fake it. I don't think she ever knew that it was terrible.
Do you think maybe this is the dawn of why you hated it? Like, why this bothers you?
Dude, I'm dizzy. I think I'm going to pass out. I don't know what you were... What were you saying?
You just go ahead, try it.
I was looking at you and it was just...
It's okay. Close your eyes, maybe?
Oh, it's not enough yet. It's not, it's a little toasty, you know what I mean?
This is a nightmare. Here we go. Oh, there you go.
Oh, the fucking... Oh!
Oh, God. Keep it together. Lock in.
I really didn't think, like, Brian said, let's bring a bag or, the trash can.
Yeah.
I didn't consider those things because I really thought I would be fine.
I think you'll be okay. You just got to lock in. Uh-oh, Glenn, you look rough.
Okay. The bread fell apart. I'm going to...
I'm crying while I do this. I just want... Oh, my hurry, fucking God.
Hurry, you gotta go. You gotta go.
I don't know if I can.
You almost did it. Just do it. Quick, full send. Content.
Ew, God.
I gotta do it.
This is a nightmare.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
I feel like I'm on the wrong side of this. I feel like I should be behind him. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to take away the video. You okay?
Oh, my God.
There's tears on your face.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You want to record more video?
I hope you're happy. I hope this is what you wanted. Waited 4 years for. I hope it was worth it.
It smells kind of nice. Hey, you want trade?
Yeah, let's trade.
Here, okay. Here's your banana mayo.
Okay, let me film. Let me turn
you know what's fucked up about this, by the way, that you know, nobody else actually knows about yet? I've been intermittently fasting.
Oh, and so, this is how you're breaking
this
your fast.
This is how I'm breaking my fast. Like,
go ahead, sir.
Oh, you don't got to film it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to react badly.
You don't know.
I like, you know.
Somewhere in the middle.
Oh, okay. Here.
Not this piece, because that was inside of me.
Great. Let's just grab this. Oh, it's a little floppy.
There's no way you're going to be able to do this. Are you serious?
It's not for me. That was, yeah.
But you're fine?
Yeah, that's not gross.
Okay, all right, here you go.
Oh, you don't got to you think it's film worthy?
No,
you're
it's not. You can turn it off.
Okay, I was going to say, you're
just going to eat a banana mayo sandwich now.
Unless you throw up.
Oh, it's still good.
Yeah? See, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh! Oh!
Wow, what a reaction.
Wow, the milk toast was almost worth it to be reminded of how good this is.
You know what that weirdly tasted like? Milk toast?
It's so good!
I did not like it.
Oh!
The milk toast kind of tasted like if anybody has had, Chex cereal or Life cereal, and you get it with the milk, and maybe you put some sugar on it. That's what it tasted like.
Yeah, no, The taste is fine. It's the texture that should die.
The texture was very much like a poorly made French toast.
Not even.
No.
Maybe if you, if the toast was boiled, if that's how you made the French toast.
God, you look like a mess.
I am a mess. You wanted this.
I didn't want it.
Every week, I don't say a goddamn thing, hoping that by the time we hit the record button,
Forgotten?
Yeah.
Not
but
today.
But you went to the store right before you got here, and yeah. I knew today was the day. He didn't forget.
No.
Okay. 404-919-553. Zero.
You forgot. What a fun day.
Is there any parting words?
Because
I'm fucking done. I hate this show.
That was a quick 180.
I hope you guys are happy with 5 episodes because I ain't coming back.
Let me think. Banana mayo, not for me. You know what, guys? I pressure you to try both of these things.
The banana mayo sandwich is legit good. I'd say 25% of you will be happy that you tried it.
That's a pretty high percentage. I'm going to go 10.
25.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks,
sorry,
guys.
Hopefully, if you did end up listening on a podcast platform,
that seems atrocious.
Yeah.
To only hear what just happened.
I'm sorry if that was terrible.
They asked for it, though.
I know.
I don't think this is entertaining. I didn't want to do this.
Well, we did it.
Watching someone gag is only sometimes funny.
This is pretty funny, though.
Okay, if you say so.
It was pretty funny.
All right.
You were really tortured.
This is either a great episode or, it. Like, people are like, oh, I'm fuck that show. I'm never watching again.
Sorry for whatever advertiser got
wow,
this episode.
Wow, it's so much more chill than Genius Bar. Yeah, well, fuck
hey,
off.
Hey, did you puke?
Just like acids came up.
Ew. Oh, that's so gross.
So not a full, you know.
Ugh, not a full load?
Uh-uh. But okay. I'm proud of myself because the second it went in my mouth, I spit it out, gagging, couldn't do it immediately. But I was like, nope, I got to do the full thing.
And you went back.
I said I would
I
do
saw
it.
That.
And I tried to keep it in as long as I could, but man, it's like.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed that you held it together as well as you did.
That was, I don't know if you guys remember this, but a few years ago, we did a live stream where we ate the toe of Satan.
Yeah.
Spicy
lollipop.
A subscriber sent us a lollipop that was like 9 million Scoville units.
Yeah.
Like a ridiculously, I would rather do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up.
I'd rather eat a banana mayo sandwich again.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening and watching this week.
All right, yeah. I like how we're like, we're edging. We're edging towards a video podcast.
You're welcome. Hang on. Let me see if I can do this.
What are you doing?
I'm turning this on. First of all, this is disgusting. Hi, Burn.
Hey, what's up?
You guys are curious. Front Page Tech set over there.
It's just all dark and dramatic.
It happens over there, back behind there.
He's given a tour for some reason.
I just so they have context of where we are.
Okay. At the end of the podcast.
Maybe I'll just remind myself where I am.
Okay. Well, let's get you to fucking
hospital.
Hospital.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. You know what? No, don't. I'm not thanking you this week. You did terrible things to me.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah, you guys aren't even my friends this week.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.